Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 2nd of December, 2011. It's the birthday of Ann Patchett, born in Los Angeles, 1963, raised in Nashville, published in the Paris Review at the age of 21. She published her first novel, The Patron Saint of Liars, in 1992, which she wrote in 6 months while waiting tables at TGI Fridays in Nashville. She said, "Everybody believed that they were special, that they weren't really a waiter, and that they were the one who was getting out. I had to come to terms with the fact that I was just like everybody else, a girl with a dream and a plate of hot fajitas. You get out not so much because you're special, but because you've got enough steel in your soul to crawl up." Her first big success was Bel Canto in 2001. Most recent novel is State of Wonder, came out this year. It's the birthday of novelist Elizabeth Berg, born in St. Paul, 1948, registered nurse for 10 years, freelance writer for another 10, and then started writing novels. Writes about one book a year. Her most recent is Once Upon a Time, There Was You. It's the birthday of the author, satirist, George Saunders, Amarillo, Texas, 1958, grew up on the south side of Chicago, majored in geophysical engineering at the Colorado School of Mines, which, he said, gave him a taste for functionality and efficiency in prose. He said, "I really like lean prose, stuff that just does what it's supposed to and gets out of there." George Saunders teaches creative writing at Syracuse University, where he gives his students advice like, "Any monkey in a story had better be a dead monkey," and "The number of rooms in a fictional house should be inversely proportional to the years during which the couple living in that house enjoyed true happiness." Here's a poem for today by Jacqueline Berger, entitled Gin. "I like a green olive stuffed with a pimento after it has been submerged for some time in a martini. I like to go downtown with my husband, sit in a booth at the Grand, and let the drink rub the edge off the inane fight we had about the furniture salesman and whether he treated us fairly, my view, or whether he tried to put one over on us, my husband's view. In some moods, we'll fight about anything just to make the other carry the weight of anger we lug all day through our lives. But that moment when we climb into bed on a winter's night, letting our bodies lie down, letting the day be over, is not unlike the way gin loosens the rope, lets float the raft into its stillest waters, happy hour, when the landscape loses its daylight meaning as it slips into the silk of dusk before night pours down its jazzy notes in a cathedral of crushed velvet. We're sitting side by side in the booth, watching the flurry of holiday shoppers come in from the cold. By now, the salesman is a jerk or he's a hell of a guy. Either way is fine. We're talking about anything, having drifted out into the calm plainness of intimacy. Nothing profound, just a place to rest at the end of the day, the cord between us swinging gently after the bells have stopped their ringing." Gin, a poem by Jacqueline Berger from The Gift That Arrives Broken, published by Autumn House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts and Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by PBS, presenting Andrea Bocelli live in Central Park on great performances tonight at 9, 8 Central, and Sunday at 7, 6 Central on PBS. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.